misdemeanor tax offenses, his attorneys expected in court asking the judge to dismiss the case. On Wall Street, the Dow had 219 points, and the NASDAQ is up a dozen. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898. And you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
This week, an international event is underway in Huntsville. The Association of the U.S. Army is holding its global symposium at the Von Braun Center until this Wednesday. Technological expertise will be showcased for those within military service and leadership. AUSA says this event is to create synergy between industry partners and the defense industrialized base in order to move towards modernization of the U.S. Army and become a multi-domain capable force. There will be 200 exhibits at this event, and around 6,000 attendees are expected to be there. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A former police officer in Decatur has filed a motion to dismiss the federal lawsuit filed against him for the death of Steve Perkins in September of 2023. Mac Marquette was one of the four officers responding to activity at Perkins' home regarding the repossession of one of his vehicles. The Perkins family has filed a federal civil lawsuit against Marquette for depriving Perkins of his federal right and shooting him. The motion from Marquette's lawyer says this cannot be proven and should therefore be dismissed. Comedian Tom Segura is coming to Alabama in the fall of this year. Segura will perform at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater in Tuscaloosa on August 30th. Segura and his wife are part of a comedy podcast called Your Mom's House, which has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Tickets for the performance go on sale this Friday. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
A feller in there will pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
You conduct yourself in a democracy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. Or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Eddie Bader's back in the studio.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good?
Yeah.
Making money?
Chasing money.
Yeah, trying.
Yeah,
putting your best foot forward.
That's right.
Know, make hay while the sun shines, whatever other idiom saying that's out there.
Giving it all I got, buddy.
Good to see you.
It's like 5 o'clock.
Good to see you. Good to see you. There's so much out there to talk about. But as is tradition on Wednesdays, let's start with the one, the only Jeff Poor, host of the Jeff Poor Show. They're at 106.5 FM in the Mobile area and also editor-in-chief at 1819 News. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joey. How are you?
Surviving. I think you're surviving more than me. As you were telling me earlier this morning, but I think we'll both get through it. Now, I want to start with just politics, because for the rest of the weeks leading up to this runoff in Alabama District 2, I have both Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson on. I believe you talked to Brubaker today. What's your sense of where that race is going?
I mean, I still think it's Brubaker's to lose. Dobson's making some ground, but is it enough? Is she had maybe more than just that month or how many ever days it is between the primary and runoff probably would serve her. Like for example, Joey, if this were a COVID situation that Ivy postpones this runoff like she did in 2020, then maybe Dobson could come in and pull it off. Right now, overcoming that Brubaker name in your neck of the woods, to me, everything between Phoenix City and Butler County, Greenville, is going to go Brubaker. She'll do well south of that, but will that be enough? And I'm not sure that it is.
Well, my biggest concern with Caroline is not anything she said so far. In fact, she's impressed me, and I called her at least getting into the runoff. It's more that she is so new, it makes me wonder, you know, when the Democrats start getting into Oppo research, if they don't already have it, what happens in November? Because I have a feeling if it is indeed going to be, say, Shamari Figures, they ain't holding back by any means.
No, but, I mean, it's still the Alabama Democrats, so how hard will they play here? I mean, like, look at our last competitive election. Let's say 2017. and Doug Jones versus Roy Moore. I mean, we don't know this. If Roy Moore doesn't have that story come out, what does it look like? What does the world look like today? But I kind of think that was from the inside of the Republican Party that got Judge Moore. There's no reason for us to believe, there's no portfolio work or anything to think that the Democratic Party structure, at least in this state, can do anything to really, I would say, like politically, they just don't seem like they have the experience or the tools to do it and pull it off. But that being said, I mean, Jamari Fingers may win just based on pure numbers. Right. It may not take a lot of campaign strategy or whatever anyway.
Now, I'm looking at a headline here from Bradley Cox at 1819news.com. Democrat Marilyn Lands wins HD10 special election. And the national press, of course, NBC had a story on this today. Does this mean anything big, or is it kind of, it's one of these special elections, so you don't have massive turnout? I mean, what do you make of this win by a Democrat and the swing to a Democrat?
I think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a small thing. I mean, yeah. The circumstances surrounding it may not make it seem like a big deal, and it doesn't matter in the overall balance of power in the Alabama House of Representatives. But here's why it's a big deal, and this race was lost by Republicans for a bunch of reasons. But what Democrats are going to make it out to be is what matters here. This is what has me concerned. I think that they're trying to make this all about IVF and all about abortion, and it's going to be, it's some kind of mandate from the voters of Alabama, which is just like 5,000 voters, but it's being covered like it's a mandate from the voters of Alabama against the state's pro-life policies. And Republicans, for that reason alone, should have put up a bigger fight, because it's a table setter for November. At least the national media are going to use it as such. And I'm going to be honest with you. I am totally unimpressed with the effort that Republicans put up. And I think it's time to start kind of figuring out what went wrong here. It would have been one thing, Joey, if they had lost by 2 or 3 points. They lost by like 20 points. What the hell happened?
Right.
Why didn't you get out more voters than you did?
Yeah, and I think it was an 18-point swing from 2022 in the Democrats' way. So that you might be right in the sense that this is the abortion issue, the IVF issue, and now I guess it was in front of the Supreme Court yesterday, and it didn't sound great in terms of oral arguments for the conservative side. But you know, these abortion pills that are now even in Alabama still mail order available, and there's a lot of arguments over how safe these things are, but there's one thing to look at the issue and the morality of it, the safety of particular procedures. When you look at the politics, I'm wondering, do like conservative pro-life folks, even in Alabama, are they ready for the fight that's coming their way?
I don't think they're intellectually prepared at all for it. The IVF ruling kind of proved that. So essentially, the Alabama Supreme Court says we're granting personhood for the sake of civil cases to embryos. And what Democrats were able to do with that is say, look at the Republicans banning IVF. I mean, that's not what they did. It's just, it presents some challenges for IVF clinics. It's not a ban on IVF, per se. So, like, how do Republicans come back at this and explain it and counter all of the talking points, and they are flat-footed, they don't really understand it, they didn't take the time to do their homework, and it's going to be a problem in the November election.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a huge issue here in Alabama, but across this great nation of ours, especially in some of your more purple battleground states. And that brings me to some of the latest polls coming out where everything's tightened up in the battleground states. They're essentially a dead heat and a tie between Biden and Trump. But you were asking me this morning. I want to give it back to you. Do you think RFK Jr. plays spoiler, and who does he actually spoil?
I mean, everybody I talk to that's supportive with the RFK phenomenon and comes out of, I think, the right. Maybe they're not hardcore MAGA Trump types, but they are Ron Paul-ish, Tulsi Gabbard, these sort of third way kind of sexy names. I think it hurts Trump more, honestly. Democrats seem to be more concerned about it, but I'm kind of on the other side of this.
Yeah, and we'll see where it goes. The chair of the Libertarian Party, the brand new one, Angela McCurdle, thinks her name, said, we're kind of shocked by the VP pick. This woman doesn't align with any of our libertarian point of view. So we'll see how it squares away. But it seems like the Biden folks are acting like RFK Jr. is a problem. So, you know, I'm more talking about, like, when the dog, squeals. Like, when somebody's making noise, you know, okay, something's up here. They're a little worried about this guy.
Well, I was telling you this during our segment that I think he's this generation's Ralph Nader, Green Party guy. I don't know, though. He seems to have that similar platform. Now, he's appealing to somewhat different subset of the political culture, but there is, like, you know, you've seen this before, and maybe we even went through this phase where you're on your college campus and you got your Republicans over here and you got your Democrats over here, and they have these crazy kids that are like Ron Paul guys, or you have these crazy kids that were whatever, and the crazy kids are kind of gravitating toward RFK Jr. right.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that. Though, bringing back memories of college, I tried to fit in with the Republicans. I tried to fit in with the Democrats. I'm like, well, maybe these crazy kids over here with the Ron Paul. And I'm like, nope, I don't fit in with anybody. I guess, you know, just fly solo, Joe, for the rest of your life. I want to bring it back to Alabama because I saw this morning in 1819 News, and I believe it's the state senator in your neck of the woods there, Senator Elliott. And he's got a bill to consolidate 38 licensing boards into the Department of Labor. Now, last time we did a big consolidation, I'm thinking Aaliyah, and it didn't quite save the money people had promised at the time. But do you think this is a good approach that Chris Elliott's presenting?
I think it's a necessary approach, only because of this, Joey, that you've got these boards that do the licensing, but they're also like, these same people, like, okay, your first stop, you have to go through their consulting class, and they set all the parameters, and then once you get coached up by them and you pay them a bunch of money, then you sit for whatever license it is. It's such an incestuous system that it needs to be, we can't have this sort of, like, profiteering off the government that exists now. People are making a lot of money off of it. And it's just it's extortion to some degree. So what I do think there needs to be, you know, a degree of regulatory authority over some of these occupations, but it has been manipulated in such a way, Joey, that it is being used, and there's a profit mechanism here that they're taking people that just want to get, you know, licensed massage therapist or whatever, making them go through their training that they're paying them for before they can sit and get that license.
You know, I like to fancy myself a fairly fast reader, but even I'm prone to this. I'm looking at the story that Caleb Taylor wrote up, and the paragraph starts with, if passed into law, boards that would be consolidated into the Office of Occupational and Professional Licensing on October the 1st, 2025 are, and he lists all the boards. Do you ever have that moment where you see a paragraph, you just have to blink like your head starts to hurt? It's like, wait, how many of these things exist? And then that doesn't include all the stuff that would happen in 2026, so I think you're spot on, and I really salute Senator Elliott for bringing this up, because, I would like to go further. Let's just get rid of some of these things.
Well, let me tell you, though, Senator Elliott is taking, I'm surprised he hasn't woken up to a severed horse head in his bed yet, because, I mean, there are some people who are really against what he's trying to accomplish here.
What, is it going to be the State Board of Podiatry that really goes after him?
Well, I mean, they got one. I mean, they have their guy, right? Every one of these organizations does accumulate a certain amount of wealth from this goofy process. And they got their guy in Montgomery, their fixer, who's ready to go as hard as he needs to go or she needs to go to maintain the status quo.
Well, and Eddie, you know anything about these things?
Yes, I do, Joey.
You want to talk about it publicly?
Not really, Joey.
Oh, I forgot. You have a license.
That's right.
That's how it works, folks. How it works. And last question, I'll get you out of here with this, Jeff. You going to buy one of those Trump Lee Greenwood Bibles?
I wasn't, but I'm starting to lean toward maybe making the purchase because I am like kind of irritated by like snarky, like look at this stupid Big Bad Orange Man having to make money to pay his legal bills so he's selling Bibles. I mean, that's not really what's going on here, guys. But sure enough, thinking that if you will, it's just going to make me go buy the stupid Bible.
Oh, and I'm going to play the commercial clip, folks, of Trump announcing this in just a moment. But as soon as I watched it, Jeff, I was thinking of the 2016 campaign where it got down to what? Ted Cruz was the really big challenge left. And he started calling, Lion Ted, he holds the Bible high, and he lies. And I'm like, where's that Trump? We need that Trump back. Oh, man. Well, I appreciate it as always. If folks want to check out your work, what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so?
Twitter.com/Jeff_4. It's all right there.
Well, appreciate it as always. Talk again soon. Thanks, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Again, folks, Jeff Poor there. I've got to pull up on the stream if you want to follow him on the Twitter. So, you want to watch this Bible presentation?
Yeah.
Because, I don't think it's bad.
I don't think... What has he not sold that has turned to gold? Everything he's touched as far as the sneakers...
Trump steaks! Look at this Trump wine. I worked with Sharper Image. You can get it in an airport or at a Trump hotel. Other than that... You're SOL. You know what that means. Out of luck.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked.
So Trump did, in fact, decide to start selling Bibles. And not just any Bible. Apparently, it's the King James version. So it's a little old-timey in its language, which, honestly, I prefer. I kind of like that. Well, it makes you work harder understand what you're reading.
Right.
And I am
a bit
of a sucker for the more Shakespearean English out there. They had a lot more fun with their words. In fact, I would love to hear Trump read from the King James Bible.
Let's wait till after he gets selected.
Let's wait. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, safe.
Pulling this up now. No, don't show me notifications, True Social. Thank you very much. This is Trump. He put out the statement on True Social here. Let's... Well, let's listen in.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible.
Right.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible, and it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans.
Now, I want to pause it there. That is a nice-looking Bible.
It is. And the whole Lee Greenwood tie-in. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Right, okay.
And how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have... many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless.
Yeah, and it's God Bless the USA Bible. And it's a leather bound with like a almost leather etching inlay of an American flag cut on the bottom half.
Honestly, there. Joey, who wouldn't want that Bible?
Right.
For millions of reasons.
Right.
USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you. And God bless the USA.
Yeah, and he did that very, I'll give him credit. Trump did that very straight, very somberly. Though, even when he's trying to do that, there's this jovial quality to the guy's speech pattern. And yeah.
You know what's back there.
And you got to wonder, like, I seriously, he should end it like reading his favorite passage.
What is the price? Do you know?
I think it's like $40.
Dude, I'll probably buy one of these Bibles for a buddy of mine in Jamaica. I think.
Yeah, you think he'd like it?
I know he'd love it. He's a very religious person anyway.
No, it's Trump, $60.
I'd still do it. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want it. I'm sure there's a sector of society that doesn't want it, but at the end of the day, it's a Bible. Kind of hard to go against that.
Oh. The other day, well, and I actually did this years ago, too.
Yeah.
I just posted on the Book of Faces, love your enemies.
Oh.
And
looking
you,
for a fight, were you, Joey?
And man, the responses were like, no, I'm not going to do that. Not with the damn dirty Democrat. Not with these Trumpers out there.
Rah, yeah, rah, buddy.
Rah, 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 rah. So my response to everybody that got mad at me for saying love your enemies was, okay, you can do what you want, but don't become your own enemy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
I think we've just gone nuts in general.
Yeah.
Like, Doug Jones, former U.S. Senator.
Yeah, I remember Doug Jones.
Can you believe he lost to Tuberville? He's so learned.
Yeah.
And he came out against RFK Jr. strong today, sharing a Biden super PAC ad and talking about RFK Jr.'s wacko jacko, which I'm like, getting close. Yeah, what are you thinking about there?
Michael Jackson was wacko jacko.
Was he?
Yeah, I always heard him as.
But RFK Jr.'s wacko jacko ideas. I'm like, no, I think wacko jacko describes the entire political
right now
scene here in the United States. Like, don't kid yourselves, folks.
We got the insane running the asylum, Joey.
Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Well, you got me on that one. Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, Randall, what's up, man?
Not much, man. Eddie. Joey been taking to school, so we need a good, you know, good, better laugh, you know, day. You know what I mean? You can't. Well, I loved it. I enjoyed a bit of it, but if you ain't into learning and into your feelings, like the deep side,
mm-hmm.
you gotta have Eddie on the show because boy, Joey gonna put it down.
Why won't that young man just talk about football or how good Trump is or something?
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Right. But
give me the pablum back.
I've enjoyed it, man. But welcome back, Eddie, man. We need to laugh through this too, but we also need to know how serious it is. And for Donald Trump not to mention Jesus not one time, y'all should have pointed that out to start with. Look, and it's a surprise that he didn't put interfaith on that in that speech anywhere. You're gonna start hearing interfaith, and that was him and his son-in-law's way of introducing the one world religion when they brought in the Abraham Accords. It's interfaith. It ain't about a country. It's about your person inside the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they have took it. I mean, you know all the rest of it, all the way up to the Pope blessing the Abraham house. And for him not saying nothing about Jesus, and that the only time he said Christians is when he said this country was built on Judeo Christian and is under attack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the America is under attack. He just told us. He wasn't speaking on religion when he said that. I promise you. He is telling And that's what this is, a spiritual war. And I'm glad. Look, the other day I didn't want to call in. I mean, Friday I couldn't really sound disgusted with him at the time, but I'm so ready to hear Craig's side, man. I got some questions for him, and I had some info on Friday, but man, I couldn't get it out. So I don't want to. I got to find a way to articulate it where it don't cause any kind of doubt in anybody listening. And I don't know how to do that yet. I reached out to my brother. I reached out to different people. Cause now we got to start talking about it. We can't be scared of it. And I guess we had to get. The only way you really gonna get to it. I know it'd be hard in 3 hours to have a priest and a pastor, and maybe one other on there where we can get a discussion and really, I mean, just see what that side is and have one that don't do nothing off the internet. We need to find a pastor and a priest that does not get nothing off the internet. All their studies come from the Bible and God leading them, and they don't ever touch the internet. And then we also need two from the internet. I'm saying like I own a radio show, but I'm just saying the spiritual part of this is real big. And for Donald Trump to be stepping out here like this, and the way they hold the Bible up and pictures when they pose, watch the thumb, and trying to place it and see where they place it and start picking up on this stuff. And him not to mention Jesus one time and kept talking about God, bro. That's scary for him to sit there and do that blatantly and that open and not even care. I mean, not one bit.
This is the problem of talking about this in public. Everybody starts to split hairs, I think.
Yeah.
You didn't say it in the exact right way. And it's like, yeah, because your literal words are what you actually believe. It's just, you're going to get me on a rant now, Randall, but I appreciate it. Got to run.
No, I want to hear it because we need to know it. I mean, it does matter how you say stuff. Words matter, bro. They really do.
It does, but it doesn't get to, I think. I think there's a lot of truth to life that goes unspoken that can't be put in words.
All right, well, let's walk down the road. When you talk about Christianity and you don't mention Jesus, how can you connect that and not say there's something wrong with that? For him to blatantly leave Jesus out of it and say, God, call God's name, so I mean, he called out God. I thought he was about to unleash Beetlejuice. And he said God one more time. Like, where was Jesus at when he could have put the spirit in there? He could have did the whole. He could have did any of that. He chose not to, and he chose to shout God a million times in that.
No, isn't Jesus
and
God?
We heard the word interfaith of this the other day for the first time in the news coming out of Chicago, and it's about to start coming through here. And man, when y'all hear that, run from that word. It's not good, and that's where they're heading us to. All of us to get along, you know, to love each other, and it don't matter what you are, who you are, and what you do in life. You know what I mean? Just take it and move on. You know, it does matter. I mean, because if it didn't, we wouldn't our people wouldn't have came here to start a new country. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I know, but I think the argument over words and who exactly knows the mind of God creates half the problem, and it's much more about the actions you do when nobody else is looking, only God himself is.
Okay, well, no, what you're doing, I mean, it don't matter, it does matter what you do, but it matters how you, if you go recording yourself doing deeds, yeah, okay, but yeah, you do got to go do stuff. You can't just pray about something and not go at least try to halfway meet God. You can't be lazy about this. You can't pray for peace and then sit there and watch the news. It don't work like that. I mean, you know when you pray for something, God sends trials away for you to fight to see if you're good where you're at and to see if you deserve Jesus or not. If not, you just stay down there doing what you do and holler at God all the time. Because there's plenty of gods, I promise you. Plenty. Mm-hmm. All right, bro. Love you.
Love you, Randall.
Well, why didn't you say Jehovah? Why didn't you say, I don't know. I get a little annoyed sometimes just to put it mildly. Hey, let's hit a break. We'll come back to Erica
break.
Thomas.
Aye.
Right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 finance. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is getting better and better over the next several days, especially as we approach the Easter weekend. Lots of sunshine today. I've got us around 74 for the high temperature. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow's high up to about 69. Lots of sun. And then for Easter weekend, Good Friday, high in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days in a row. A great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Writer, a lovely lady on the phone. She's gotten 2 inches taller in the last That's month right. or so. Erica Thomas of 1819 News. Hey, Erica, how you doing?
Howdy, Joey. That was a great intro. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Now, let's talk about our attorney general here in the great state of Alabama. He just visited your neck of the woods, I believe. What did he talk about?
Yes, he did. He came to the South Baldwin Republican Women's Luncheon yesterday. They had their regular March meeting. And he did talk a little bit about about the area down here, but really his topic was more broad and statewide, and that was the opioid crisis, which, if you know, you can just go ask anybody, and most people have in some way been impacted by the opioid crisis, whether they've been, you know, addicted to an opioid, or they know somebody, or they've lost somebody. A lot of people have lost their lives to this crisis. So it's something that Marshall said, it's not only important professionally for him, but personally.
Yeah, and it really is, like, it's harrowing when you see the stats. Like, and often people think, oh, fentanyl or overdose. You're thinking, I'm taking a drug that I mean to be taking. I want to take all this Percocet. Right, right. I want to take this fentanyl. But a lot of these deaths, especially from fentanyl, are somebody saying, like, I want to buy an Adderall or Xanax off the street, which you shouldn't be doing that in the first place, but these things are now laced. This is like poisoning.
Right. Yeah, that's actually that's the main way people are dying right now, is because of fentanyl, that fentanyl-laced pills that they don't realize have fentanyl in them. Of course, it's always best to only take things that you're prescribed. But that's where this problem started a long time ago, is with people prescribing these medications and these pharmaceutical companies pushing them so hard. And that's where Attorney General Steve Marshall came in a few years ago to fight that part of it, because he really can't do anything about the recovery process, the mental health situation in Alabama. What he can do as Attorney General is, from the law enforcement standpoint, hold those accountable who are responsible. And so he went after the pharmaceutical companies. The state of Alabama has recovered over $850 million in funds from litigation since then, and there's still more to come. And so with it being such an important thing for Marshall, I think a lot of these programs with this money can now get started to help with recovery and things like that. Because this money will be used statewide, but also it'll go to counties and municipalities.
And I know this is a serious topic, but I've got to share, you know, we're now live streaming, as you know, Erica. And one of our regular commenters, I know his real name, but he calls himself the Romex Angler.
Oh, I know that guy.
Like, I've got your photo from 1819 up here. We're talking on the phone, and Romex Angler writes in and says, damn, can we get her in the studio? I'm like, wow. Sorry that, you know, watch out for the comments.
I do have a question, though. Is this before the 2-inch gain in height?
I was about to say, that's not me anymore. I'm actually 2 inches taller since then.
Wow. So. Right. Right, exactly.
Only getting better, Joey.
Now,
thank you, Angler guy.
Oh, no, he kept going. I'm not sharing the rest of it. Well, no, I will. She will blow Britt out of the water with looks. I'm like, okay. You're a married man, Romex Angler. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Anyway.
Aww. Well, that's really sweet. But, if that was my husband saying that about somebody else, I'd probably tell him to sleep outside tonight.
So on
the fish angler.
See, Romex comes after me and Eddie all the time, and it's good to hear him get it back a little bit here. Now, there's one story that came out a few days ago. I think it's a magnificent story, taking tragedy and turning into a message of hope, and not just a message, but actual, like, practical hope for people. The story is Alabama father invents opioid alternative following death of son. Lay out for the folks what this father did and what happened here.
So this man, he is from Clay, Alabama, which is close to a suburb of Birmingham, like close to Trustful area. And the father's name is Tom Dooley, and he's a PhD. He's like into biomedics and all that kind of thing. Always has been since the beginning of his career in the early 80s. When his youngest son was 12 years old, and his name is also Thomas is his son's name. When he was 12 years old, they realized something was off with him, anxiety-wise. And so he was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder, and he was put on some medication. It didn't really work that great. He thought therapy, you know, did all these things. Well, then he ended up going to have his wisdom teeth taken out. And at that time, he was prescribed an opioid because, you know, the pain from that's pretty severe. So when he was given that opioid, he was like, Dad, I've never felt better. This is fixing all of my problems. So that's where his road to addiction began. And Thomas Dooley, unfortunately, is one of the statistics now. His father found him dead in the basement of their home. And as someone that actually developed medications and developed very strong prescription medication, Tom Dooley said, I have got to do something about this. I've got to find a way for people suffering from anxiety. Now, this is not the pain part, but the anxiety part. Because I didn't realize this, but people are actually prescribed opioids for anxiety sometimes, which is not really a good thing. But some people, it just helps them, so their doctor will give it to them. It's probably not as prevalent as it was at this time. His son died in 2017. But he went through, read a lot of older studies on different medications, and he developed a new class of drugs. He calls it Tanix. Now, it hasn't been approved by the FDA yet. We're still waiting on that. That process takes years. But this is a combination of beta blockers and emotion sickness medicine. And it's not addictive like opioids are, but it can absolutely relieve the symptoms of anxiety. So he is doing this, and it's just one of the many things he has done since he lost his son. He's very passionate about helping others.
Well, what a man. And it's, to take a tragedy, and truly a tragedy like that, and make it part of your life's mission as you go forward and trudge forward. Amazing story, folks. I encourage you to find it and read it for yourself there at 1819news.com.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot more that he's done, and it's all in that story on 1819news.com, so you can go check that out.
Now, just to lighten the mood a little bit, a lady on the stream is commenting in. How tall is she? Speaking of you, Erica, Kim Maton says this. Kim also shares, I'm 4'9". Wow.
Oh, sure. That's like my mom's height almost. My mom's like 4'10". She says she's 4'11", but she's not. Hey, Kim, I was 5'5" before my back surgery, and now I'm 5'2.5". So almost 5'3". Jolly, I'll just say 5'3".
She could dunk on you, just what? So you know. She could dunk on
yeah.
you.
I'm not that
I
short.
I could probably see the top of your head, because that was when I realized I got taller after surgery. Is I stood up in front of my mom, who's really short, and I was like, oh my gosh, Mama, I can see the top of your head.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to do probably a pickup game of basketball with you now, and you're going to leap over me, and it's like, I forgot her nickname in high school was Spud Webb. Like, what is this? What
Watch
is
out this? Now. Yeah, I mean, I have a whole new, like, sense of confidence. It's way different up here. Like, the air is just feels better.
That's
it's
a little bit
more
better.
Clear, fresh.
Yep. Up where it's crisp, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amazing.
How's it up there where you are, Eddie?
Oh, it's very crisp. Not many people breathe this air. Yeah.
Now, moving
How
on.
How tall are you, Eddie?
I'm like 6'1".
Yeah, he's not that tall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but compared to Joey, I'm a giant, so, yeah.
You've got like 2 inches on me, man.
That Joey math? 2 inches? 5'7"? 6'1"?
I'm not 5'7", you jackass.
5'7.5".
There's a lady on the phone, but I'm not scared to threaten you.
5'7.5".
Good to see you. You got more days to take off?
Yeah, actually, we got to talk.
And anyway, there's another story. Both Alabama senators, U.S. senators working together, both Tuberville and Britt, introduced a resolution on the Mountain Gateway arrest. This was in Nicaragua. What's the latest on this?
So this is a case, a situation, really, we've been following since December when 11 pastors and 2 attorneys connected to Mountain Gateway were arrested in Nicaragua. Mountain Gateway was started by the man, John Britton Hancock. He's from Pinson, Alabama, which, by the way, is close to Clay, where that father who invented the opioids is from. But he's been helping build churches, train pastors for years. And after these arrests, he called the Nicaraguan government out, and he said, "This is you know, religious persecution. They're not allowing these people to have any contact with the outside world. They're not even saying what exactly and officially these charges are, even though they're accusing them of money laundering and organized crime. They really believe that what led to these arrests were these huge events they had last summer that brought hundreds of thousands of people to God.
Mm-hmm.
As Christians, Senators Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt are part of trying to get the attention of Washington and say, we need to do something. You know, last week we talked about how they wanted to put sanctions on the Nicaraguan government for the treatment of these people. Well, this week they actually introduced a resolution condemning Nicaragua for what they're doing.
Yeah, and I'm reading it now. And again, folks, this is on AT19News.com. Well, I appreciate the time as always, Erica. And I guess folks want to follow your work, just go to AT19News.com.
Yes, please go to 1819news.com. My work's there, and all of the amazing people we have working right now in Montgomery, they're going to keep you updated on that legislature. And if you want to contact me, you can email news at 1819news.com.
Well, thank you, Erica, as always. Talk again soon.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. 272-9228. I'm not 5'7", man. No, that's just hurtful. It's just mean.
I'm sorry. You want us to get a measuring tape?
Yes. Let's settle this now.
I got one in the truck. We'll go get one.
We're talking about height still, right?
Oh, yeah. You don't have your boots on, though, do you?
No.
I know how sometimes,
Joey.
I've
got these flats, these shoes.
Why don't we just do it barefooted so we can be...
We can do that, too, if you want.
Whatever.
I'm like 5'10".
See, this is what's funny. Threaten to get the tape out. Ah, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Maybe on a good day, 5'11". If I'm stretched out.
Is that a good stretch?
You know, I am, in all seriousness, I think 5'10", 5'11", in that area.
That's perfectly normal for a guy.
Yeah, average.
Yeah, that's
what I tell everybody, including my dates. Average.
Yeah.
I'm average.
I mean, average for...
You don't want to oversell things.
Not an NBA player or nothing, but average.
No, just average. For a guy. Living in America.
Well, actually, you're better than average, because most guys at that height... Got that big old belly. You got the big old belly.
Well, it's old for a second I did.
You can still hide behind a post.
No, I will say, folks, it's a simple term, probiotics.
Ah, working well, huh?
Yes, dude. Should have done this years ago.
Yes. I felt the same way about glasses, Joey.
Oh, really? Wear your glasses today.
Well, I don't, we're on the camera and all. I've learned it.
You look good with the glasses on camera.
This is the issue I have.
I encourage you to wear your glasses.
And I never thought of myself as a vain person, but those have the automatic tinting, shade thing. I look like an old man when that happens.
Yeah,
I
really look like my accountant.
I just don't like that look at all. So I'm working on it, though.
Hey, let's hit this break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services.
Dude, you know who just texted me? Ooh. Jonathan from Pest Pro.
Really?
Okay, you know how we talk about skeeters because it's skeeter season.
Yeah, but they're coming back with a vengeance.
So all this week I've been working up there, the Airbnb on Lake Jordan, Manna's Hideaway. Anyway, I couldn't get eat up with skeeters. So I remember that Pest Pro has that skeeter program, so I called them up yesterday. They told me the price. They said they come about every 3 weeks. Everything's good. He's out there. He just texted me, said he's pulling up now. So I'm looking forward to that because the last thing we want is guests complaining, we got a great place, but I'm getting eat up by mosquitoes.
Right. And so they're like on top of it.
Yeah. They were there today. I called yesterday. They're there today.
So this could be termites. This could be mosquitoes. This
termite
could be
season.
Fire ants. Especially, some folks think, oh, well, I'll just spray the fire ant hill. Yeah, maybe if you got, a tiny garden home.
Yeah.
But if you've got a big yard, especially if you have a property with acres, you can get fire ant networks that are massive underground.
Huge.
And you need the pros to handle that sort of thing. And, oh, by the way, I want to give a special shout out.
Yeah.
Because Pest Pro stopped by the home of a certain woman, certain lady, and she was asking, are you Ashley? And it wasn't Ashley, but she said, well, I listen and hear about you guys on the radio all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that just made me so happy to hear. So I want to give a special shout out to Mrs. Patsy in Wetumpka.
Okay.
Pest Pro Services loved serving you. We love that, well, you listen to the show.
Heck yeah.
And, folks, you can be like Mrs. Patsy. Be very happy. Be like Eddie here, too, as well. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team there that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To have Eddie back.
I would just say not every time. Not every time.
Not every time?
Not every time. Don't make the mistakes I made.
Like,
not every time.
Not every time?
Not every time. When every time free money comes into your life, not every time.
What if I win 5 Bitcoin in the Coinbase giveaway?
Dude. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, come on, man. Let's go to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Oh, if you win anything big with the Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Eddie knows exactly what kind of house I want you to get me, okay?
Get you, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I want an A-frame on the lake.
A circular one, though, right?
But of course.
Yes, sir, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a very unique concept, around with a triangle on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You brought up Ashley, and that reminded me, it was last year when listening to your program that I created a contract taking care of bugs around the place, very nice folks. So if you're listening and you want to talk to someone, listen to Joey there and Eddie there. They're telling you right. And I just wanted to chip in there because it's coming up again. They're going to have, you know, come back over here too, you
yep.
know, here. I don't think they deal with crawdads crawling around, but that's all right. But the big dadgummit, the termite things that eat your house up and you won't
yeah.
even know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why folks got to call Pest Pro, and I'm glad they made you happy, Crawdad.
Absolutely. And someone was talking about probiotics.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, word